This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Polls opened this morning for the spring primary election. Voters will find just one race on the ballot. Four people are running for a seat on the state Supreme Court. The top vote-getters advance to the April election. Polls close at 8 o'clock tonight, and a light turnout is expected. The two candidates for Oshkosh mayor will have a forum next month. Aaron Wojciechowski and Matt Mugarower will square off at noon on March 14th. You can submit questions right now for the candidates by emailing them to the Chamber of Commerce. The Oshkosh School Board will be asked to approve a $30 million contract this week with Myron Construction. Myron, who is already building the Phil Phillips Middle School, was low bidder on the Menominee School project. Construction of the new elementary school begins in June, with the school opening in 2024. The Oshkosh United Way is moving. The nonprofit is moving its offices from New York to the old Savings and Loan Building on Washington Avenue. The new location will have both meeting and storage space the United Way needs to serve the community. Tickets go on sale today for a couple of Waterfest shows, Hairball in June, and Warrant, Lita Ford, and Firehouse in August. Meanwhile, Trombone Shorty and Ziggy Marley headline the Waterfest on Thursday, July the 20th. Page 2, the city of Oshkosh is looking for people's input on what those clear wells should look like. The city will be having clear wells replace underground water tanks at the city water plant. The ad hoc committee will also put together educational signage on the importance of water and Lake Winnebago to Oshkosh. The Pyrotechnics Guild International will be coming to Oshkosh in August for their convention and fireworks competition. The PGI got the final approval it needed from the town of Oshkosh. The fireworks begin on August the 12th. Oshkosh police are looking for a missing 36-year-old woman. Nina Anderson was last seen at her home on Saturday. If you have any information, contact the Oshkosh Police Department. In sports, what an NBA All-Star weekend for Ty Halliburton. First Ty tied the record for the most points in the first round of the three-point shot competition. He finished third in the competition, got $25,000 for that, and then went out and had 18 points for Team LeBron in the game on Sunday. The game, of course, was won by Team Giannis. That is a check on Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.